This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. By the way, in about 15 minutes here, we're going to have Robert Carrero joining us. He just wrote an article called Intentional Deception as to what's taking place down at the U.S. Bank Stadium over the last 2 days. It ended yesterday. Management clueless about radical imams speaking at the Muslim Eid event. We're going to be getting an update on that event in just a couple minutes here. Hang on with me. Again, Robert Carrero jumping on with us live on a nationwide basis. With that said, friends, I wanted to highlight our contact information because I failed to do it during the last show. That is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Bradley Dean, one that's completely cleaned up now, as well as Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Just a little heads up here. Looks like we're going to be taking a lawsuit concerning Facebook. We'll see how this thing unfolds. But they decided to pull up a 2014 post from my site. They decided, Facebook did, to take a 2014 post and bar me for 30 days on my website. Folks, they're digging, and they're digging hard, and they're digging deep. And the bottom line is, this is completely illegal every step of the way. I don't care who they are. They're censoring folks' lawful speech. Now, if I was a radical unlawful, I could understand why they were actually barring me. But the fact of the matter is, they're doing it the other way around. They're trying to put out the light that you have, friends, and we're not going to put up with it. So we'll be looking into that in the days up and coming. Supposed to be talking to an attorney today at 3 o'clock because we're going to take it to them. We're just sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they're not going to monitor us and tell us what we can talk about and when we can't talk about, what we cannot talk about concerning the law, the constitutional law in the Bible. And furthermore, it's a direct attack on my freedom of speech concerning my religious convictions as well. So we're going to take it to Facebook. We'll keep you updated as to how things unfold there. Again, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. I have about 702,000 followers across the nation. We appreciate your spontaneity and your response on a daily basis. We really do. And we see that there's other people that are very well like-minded as we are. Folks, there's a people that are willing to fight to see the results that God promised to give. And as a preacher once said, that if you want to see what can be done, you can't do it until you first step out into the water. How true. We walk by faith, not by sight. And the bottom line is, friends, here we are, right? I want to trust, I want to tap into the resources that God has promised the church, because we know that he's alive forevermore. And over the last 20 years, that's exactly what we have been doing. And I am here to tell you that he has not failed one single iota, a jot or a tittle concerning his promises in the covenant given unto us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be shouting me down saying, Brother Dean, bring it down. We are. We're kicking the hell out by the power of the Holy Ghost and getting the heaven in. If you want to jump over to our YouTube page, That is Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, double E, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean on YouTube. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Comrax Stack is set up, so we're looking at the screen right now, waiting for your phone calls. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Daniel Greenfield published today, Abolish ICE. And then he puts in parallel Molly Tibbetts. In July, keep in mind the lawless that are tolerated in this country were chanting Abolish ICE, calling for the end of immigration enforcement. Interestingly enough, do remember that the Trump administration has now, instead of fulfilling his promises concerning immigration and stopping illegals coming into the United States of America, they returned to Obama's open border policy. I just wanted to put that into perspective because I know the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, lack internal fortitude when it comes to telling the people the truth. Instead, they're telling you what you want to hear, and they're glossing over the issues, friends. We don't do that here. We lay the axe to the root of the tree. And furthermore, when you go to Jeremiah 23:29, it tells us, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces? Why, yes, indeed, it is. With that said, a Mexican illegal abolished Molly Tibbetts. The two stories came together in August as Christian Bahina Riviera led law enforcement to the body of the 20-year-old college student that he had buried in a cornfield. And I'm not going to go into the details of that, but I am going to give you statistics as to what is going on in this country and what has been going on in this country, friends. They have to destroy from within, okay? And the way to do that is to basically bring forth an influx of illegals into our country that will create domestic insurrection. Read Psalm 9, verse 16 and 17 when you get a moment. It's our bad. It's not someone else's bad. It's our government doing this, and we are the government. And keep in mind, those that work for us derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So if they're doing it, it's because the American people are allowing them to do it. With that said, Barack Hussein Obama, as we all well know, released 68,000 illegals from America's prison system, which is a $64 billion institution, by the way. The correctional institution? No, friends. It's taking tax dollars from me and you that work hard, 7 days a week in most cases, and giving it over to support a bunch of criminals. Well, they have been released now back into the population in the United States of America, endangering our families, as I said years ago. Now we can see this happening through Molly Tibbetts because it cost her life and many others in the United States of America, because America's is consistently on a daily basis playing with our freedoms, which is precious, especially to those that fought, bled, and died to give us the things that we have today. 2 Corinthians 5:15. But I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to give you some statistics, and we're going to pull up Robert Carrero concerning his article, friends, Intentional Deception, and the update as to what took place at the Super Eid event at the U.S. Bank Stadium just over the last couple days here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have us running as the number two and number one show, broadcasting into over 100 cities nationwide right now out of 82 different radio show hosts. We appreciate that. We really, truly do. I want to give you a quick statistic here concerning illegals coming into the United States of America as we speak, and then we're going to pull up Bob Carrero in just a couple minutes here. There were 68.57% illegal aliens in prison for every 100,000. Okay, this coming in from the southern border. Concerning the illegals in Arizona, compared to 54.06% of citizens and legal non-citizens in prison for every 100,000 citizens and legal non-citizens. There were 97.2 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in California, compared to 74.1% citizens and legal non-citizens in prison per 100,000 citizen and legal non-citizen. There were also 54.85 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals. We're talking about percentile. Illegals in Florida compared to 67.8 legal immigrants in prison for every 100,000 legal immigrants. Folks, it's getting worse. There were 168.75 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in New York, compared to 48.12 legal immigrants in prison for every 100,000 legal immigrants. And one more, and finally, there were 54.54 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in Texas, compared to 65 to 43.43 legal immigrants. So it's crazy, folks. They're bringing their culture with them. And I'm just talking about the southern border, okay? I'm talking about the Mexicans coming into the United States of America. Isn't it interesting with all this illegal immigration going on in this country? Isn't it interesting you don't see anybody leaving the United States? I did a whole show on what happens to you if you go into Mexico illegally. And I want to tell you something, friends. The laws are enforced strictly in Mexico concerning illegal immigration. What happened to America? Do your homework. Go ahead and look up Operation Wetback by President Truman back in the 50s. He rounded all the illegals up, and he sent them back to their own countries. So it's doable. The problem is, and the problem that we're having in this country today, friends, is that you're believing corrupt politicians who are not working for you, but special interest groups to allure them into this country on your dime to destroy this country as you know it. Because as George Soros rightly said, America, you're the great obstacle to something called the New World Order. Without further ado, we have Robert Bob Carrero. Joining us, he wrote an article last week, and it did very well on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, and it is called Intentional Deception. The U.S. Bank Stadium management clueless about radical imams speaking at the Muslim Eid event. And I just wanted to welcome you back, Bob, and we want to get an earful, an update as to what did take place at the U.S. Bank Stadium over the last couple days. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Yeah, good afternoon. And Bob Carrillo here, and it's great to be visiting with you and your audience again this afternoon. Hey, let me back up just a hair and comment on, piggyback on something you just got through saying. You know, I've traveled quite a bit throughout Europe, and I've been to the no-go zone in Paris, and that was 2002, and it was miserable then. It's a nightmare now. In fact, they're building, as we speak, they're building a bulletproof glass wall around the Eiffel Tower. That is their iconic building in the country of France. Our iconic building in the state of Minnesota is the U.S. Bank Viking Stadium. So, no accident. It's never an accident when things like this occur. And let me dovetail onto what you said about the illegals. You know, in traveling throughout Europe, you have, when you go to a hotel, you have to turn in your passport. They'll give it back to you when you leave the hotel. You have to prove that you are a citizen there. And in some countries, you not only have to give them your passport when you go to a hotel, but when you enter the country, you have to prove that you have your ticket out, you have enough money to sustain the drive while you're there, living expenses, etc., and you have the ability to get out of the country without piggybacking on their welfare system. Bringing that all home to Minnesota as an example, and I got to tell you, the Molly Tibbetts thing is an absolute tragedy and disgrace, but this nonsense on the part of people like Elizabeth Warren, who immediately dovetail into the rhetoric of the left relating to, oh, but we really need to fix this problem in terms of immigration, et cetera, and we need immigration reform. And, you know, it's all about the separating the moms from their children, the little boys and girls. I mean, this is nonsense. And it's gonna get more people killed than have already been put in body bags and in hospital beds throughout our country unnecessarily. And the people in charge, the public authority, are in my view, directly responsible for the death of Molly Tibbetts and Kate Steinle in San Francisco and all the other victims who have been ignored and marginalized by the body politic in this country. But back to your original question. Sorry to go off on a...
No, we're good.
About that, but,
you know, I wanted to interject something, Bob, really quick. Yes, it's interesting to note this all coming from them that use children as the model of sympathy when, in fact, they're the ones advocating the abortion and the murder of children in the womb. People don't put two and two together.
Ironic. Yeah, I agree with you completely, Bradley, and I find it ironic that the very same people who have, since the early 70s, been abortion proponents, killing of children in the womb. I mean, it's flat out provable, has been for years. And up to 60, 70, 80,000 children, babies that have been terminated, killed, since that time. Imagine how many people we would have in the workforce today if those children and their children and their children were still alive at this point. But back to my point relating to Minnesota, Minnesota taxpayers are paying for illegals because we have a twofer here. It's actually in the entire state, but Minneapolis and St. Paul are designated by statutes. Thank you, City Council idiots. Statute that provides for them, these cities being declared as sanctuary cities. It's really a sanctuary state, but that aside, the taxpayer cost annually, net of anything put back into the system for illegals in Minnesota, is over $1 billion a year. That's an entire, yes, back to the Viking Stadium. That's like building a brand new Viking Stadium each and every year with the money that is being paid out by taxpayers involuntarily to support illegal immigrants in Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, it's after 17 years of doing radio and blowing this information in the wind, it absolutely amazes me why people have to suffer the abuse until they open their eyes. And the only way that they open their eyes is when the foot is over the top of their head. And in many cases, concerning countries that have been plundered, at that point, it's too late. And we're trying to do our best here, friends, to get people to open their eyes concerning what's going on a nationwide basis. We're talking about, in particular right now, the U.S. Bank Stadium and what took place over the last couple days there. But do understand that this is spreading across the United States little by little, incrementally. And if we don't want to pay attention to the facts and we just want to overlook them, do keep in mind we do that to our own demise, and we cannot afford to do that.
I agree with you completely, and I'm here to tell every listener out there, and I can prove this, Minnesota is being colonized city by city, town by town. This state has been staked out as a prime target, and I can assure you that in Michigan, Dearborn, Michigan was the petri dish or the experiment relating to this entire thing that has metastasized in Minnesota, being brought to us by none other than Roman Catholic-born Keith Ellison, born in Dearborn, Michigan, converted to, well, first became a communist, that's a fact. Then he was a convert to Islam, and he brought this entire disaster into Minnesota and has spread it like a cancer that is now, to some extent, out of control. And anyone in this state who casts a vote for Keith Ellison for Attorney General, you're asking for a five-year complete demise and breakdown of the entire state of Minnesota. If you add to that Mr. Waltz, who was at the stadium for this Super Eid event 2 days ago, another pal of the, in my view, cult, he was there. He's running for governor. So if he gets to be the governor and Ellison becomes the attorney general to cover up all of this stuff, including the hundreds of millions of dollars that have been stolen by many of the people who were sitting in that stadium 2 days ago, celebrating Eid, Super Eid, that scam. Thanks. It's unbelievable.
Bob, we got a break. We got a hard break coming up. We're going to pull up Bob right after the end of the show, folks. We got one more. I'm sorry. We got two segments. Forgive me. We got Bob Carrillo talking about the intentional deception at the U.S. Bank Stadium. And we're going to get highlights on the next segment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
Congressman Duncan Hunter and his wife Margaret pled not guilty in San Diego to charges they illegally used his campaign account for personal expenses. Bail was set at the congressman for $15,000 and his wife $10,000. The indictment alleges they used more than $250,000 to finance family trips to Italy and across the world. Some Senate Democrats called on Republicans to suspend the confirmation hearing of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh after Michael Cohen, President Trump's personal attorney, pleaded guilty to 8 criminal counts in New York court. Today, Senator Richard Burr addressed this from the Senate floor.
Another member said that Judge Kavanaugh threatens destruction of the Constitution of the United States. The goal has always been the same. Delay the confirmation process as much as possible and hope that the Democrats take over the United States Senate in the midterm elections.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Again at the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, talking to Bob Carrero, our friend who wrote an article called Intentional Deception on sonsoflibertymedia.com, giving us an update as to what took place at the U.S. Bank Stadium concerning the Super Eid. Bob, you know what's interesting about all this is I've been paying attention to what the local corporate-owned media has been reporting, and of course they're playing down everything that would be any cause for alarm every step of the way. Even making fun of people that would dare warn the people in the state of Minnesota concerning what is taking place in that U.S. Bank Stadium today, or actually the last 2 days, forgive me. What are your thoughts?
An interesting article written by Scott Johnson with Powerline. I've known Scott for 25, 30 years. He used to be a guest on my old radio show. Scott is an attorney. He's a very calm, collected fella. And he actually wrote a short article on Powerline and indicated very clearly that, they acknowledge the people in attendance at the stadium and the governance acknowledge that there is going to be animal sacrifice, believe it or not, but it's going to be, in an undisclosed location off the site of the U.S. Bank Viking Stadium. That doesn't make me feel much better, I have to tell you. Thank you, Scott, for doing that work and making that statement, because you can take what Scott Johnson has and Powerline has to the bank. I mean, they know their stuff. This deception, it was absolutely intentional and complete. And I have to tell you, in my opinion, this was a probe, just to see just how far they could go with Minnesota body politic type folks, as well as law enforcement, et cetera, and get away with it. And frankly, I think the stadium management, which is the Minnesota Sports Facility Authority management, and their board of directors, Mike Vekic in particular, should be fired. They should be canned immediately, and including the events manager, Mr. Talty. The reason is they didn't even put this thing up on the Viking Stadium marquee. They weren't proud enough of arranging for and scheduling this thing enough to actually put it up there so it would be in view of the public. This thing, it stinks.
Well, Bob, I mean, come on. You know as well as I do, and I watched it literally unfold. The media didn't even get involved in with what's going on there, what took place there, until an hour. I remember going online and noting that Star and Tribune posted the night before the event, not even a 12-hour notice. And there was allegedly supposed to be 50,000 people there, which I can tell you first and foremost was not even close to that number. But today the media is consistently and continually promoting the fact that thousands upon thousands upon thousands showed up.
Yeah, and it's a mixed review, a mixed bag of opinion as to how many people were actually in the stadium. To me, by way of the pictures that I have, it looked like maybe 3,000, maybe. But that really isn't the issue. The issue is it was set up in such a stealth manner and allowed to be set up in such a stealth manner. The gentleman who is the chairman of the board of that commission I mentioned earlier, Mike Vekic, he attended a gathering 3 weeks ago. Entitled Understanding the Threat. The host, the presenter, is John Guandalo. He tours the country with Understanding the Threat in that conference. He had every opportunity within that three-week period to gear up, suit up, and show up and do his job and prevent any possibility of any kind of an incident from occurring. Last Friday, we surprised the board by showing up at the stadium for their board meeting, and we made our presentation and stated our case, given only 2 minutes to do that, and he still did nothing for the entire weekend in terms of alerting the media, et cetera, et cetera. It was only until I lit him up with an email at 7:30 in the morning on Monday that they finally quick put together a hurry-up press conference. Voila, here we are. Less than 24 hours before, they had no idea how many people they were expecting. But it was promoted on the Super Eid site as 50,000 people. That was the potential. Whether 3,000 showed up or not was irrelevant. This could have erupted into a very dangerous and serious situation for all Minnesotans who had no idea it was coming, including law enforcement.
Yeah, but Bob, they were promoting it as like in parallel to America's Christmas, and there was a carnival after the Super Eid, and we were supposed to just take it for face value and actually ignore the facts concerning what's going on in Canada, in France, in Germany, and Sweden, and the UK. We're supposed to ignore the facts, and we're supposed to listen to the media that 94% of the American people don't believe in, and yet you continuously see the people hold the truth and unrighteousness and fall for what they say they don't believe in. And here we are again. Were you aware that during these prayers that Allahu Akbar was being shouted out during their prayer time over the last 2 days?
I saw that. I saw
yes.
that. None of this is actually believable. I feel like I'm caught up in some horrible nightmare that I can't wake up from. And what's really awful is that we have people in authority in Minnesota who are complicit in covering all of this up and keeping it from
That's the right.
public view. Now it's national. Now we've acquired national attention from all points on the map throughout the United States because of our breaking the story and through the efforts of people just like you and lots of other good people in this country that really do care. You know, this country is ours to keep, and it's ours to lose. Ben Franklin said that on the steps of the first Continental Convention, and he was asked, but Mr. Franklin, by a bystander on the steps on the outside of the building, what have you brought us? And his comment was, a republic, madam, if you can keep it. Well, I'll tell you what.
That's right.
If those people could sacrifice and risk everything to give us this gift, this American experiment, and we owe it to these people who have come before us, including my father, who fought in World War II all of those years, in Korea, and all the other people who have sacrificed everything in this country to give us this gift, this American experiment. We owe it to ourselves to suit up and show up and gear up. And I got to tell you, none of these people connected with this commission at the stadium did that. They should be fired.
That's right. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do, not what we want to do. And that's how you say thank you to those that fought, bled, and died, ratifying the Constitution that they have not taken the time to read, with their blood that we might have freedom. 2 Corinthians 5:15. I also wanted to say this to you, Bob. And am I at liberty to share the information that you shared with me yesterday on the phone concerning how there we have authorities now involved with what's going on and what took place there at the stadium? Can you share that information?
Go ahead, and please refresh my memory.
California, there's an institution California.
I kind of want to keep that under wraps, if you don't mind. Well, here's as much as I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
We now have legal foundation muscle from the outside of Minnesota who have agreed to get involved. They are going to get involved with this. There is going to be a data practices act request for all information, all tapes if they filmed anything inside the stadium, all memorandum relative to the Sports Authority Commission. They're going to go for it, and they're on board now. And it's going to be quite a surprise for the folks connected with this disaster that could have gotten a lot of people hurt and some people killed, in fact, if things had gone wrong. But they're in for a surprise. This is not over just because the group that set this thing in such a stealth manner think it's over. It's not.
That's right. Can you share some of the articles that you had sent over to me, Bob, concerning what took place at the Mall of America? Just to kind of, because I watched the film that you gave me from KMSP just to show you and to make distinction between what the media reports and what really happens. The media reported what took place at the Mall of America as some joyful fest, and yet then there was someone that had film. They were filming with their phone as to what was really happening behind closed doors. Can you kind of explain what took place there at the Mall of America?
Oh, absolutely. 2 years ago, the Mall of America security authorities and the Bloomington Police Department, and frankly, all of the visitors from out of town and all the patrons of the Mall of America shoppers were absolutely shocked when 2,000 people from the Somali community throughout Minnesota rampaged without being, they weren't announced. They rampaged to the Mall of America, screaming and hollering and carrying on to the extent where 10 people in the end were arrested. There were fights that had broken out. A number of people were diving. We're talking shoppers and patrons, many from out of town because it's an out of town attraction, diving into shops and slamming the managers slamming the gates shut for security and protection, while these people went screaming through the Mall of America and really completely taking over the amusement park that used to be lovingly called Camp Snoopy in the middle of the building. These people were scared to death. They had no idea this was coming. The police department didn't know it was coming, and everybody panicked, and rightly so. 2,000 people, unannounced. I mean,
people were arrested? Wasn't there nine people that were arrested?
10 people were arrested. But that really isn't the point. I mean, last November, they had a slasher, a guy that cut up some people in Macy's at the Mall of America. He finally acknowledged and admitted that it was ISIS-inspired. In December, we had a young lady by the name of Morgan Evenson, 26 years of age, walking home in the eclectic uptown area of Minneapolis, stabbed 14 times, being dragged off into the bushes until she was saved. We've had incident after incident. And, you know, I said this to some people who were all...
Bob, we got another heartbreak coming up. Can I give you the last 5 seconds and give people information as to how they can get a hold of you, please?
thirdrailtalk.com. Please join us. Stay tuned, and we'll be back.
Robert Carrillo, folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We appreciate you, my friend. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'll sew some things up here in just a couple moments. I have a little peach on the phone right now. Her name is Stephanie Joy, and she's out at the Minnesota State Fair right now. And with that said, we want to go ahead and take her call down there, GCN. It's not coming up here for some reason. Stephanie, you there? Okay. Down there at GCN, if you could pull her up, that would be great. Stephanie, you there?
Can you hear me now?
I got you. It's not your bad. Wrong button. My bad. Forgive me. Usually we have a producer doing this kind of stuff. I'm kind of all inclusive today trying to make this work. We have Stephanie Joy, the wife of yours truly, down at the Minnesota State Fair. We've been down there for 13 years. Read Luke 19:10 and you will understand, in action what it says there in Luke 19:10, and that is seeking and saving that which is lost. And that's exactly what we've been doing. And we've had the opportunity of reaching literally millions and millions and millions times 13 of people, and we have been grateful for the opportunity, and we're down there again. So can you kind of give us an update, Stephanie, as to what's taking place down there at the grandstand on the east end? If you're in the state of Minnesota, do come over and say hello to us. What's happening down there?
Well, Bradley, I think I'd like to start off by saying hi.
You can call me honey. You don't have to be formal about this.
Okay, honey, the first thing I'd like to say is the first thing I thought of when you were talking is the motto of our ministry is 1 John 3:18. And for those of you who don't know, that scripture verse says, "My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth." And with our booth here at the Minnesota State Fair, we're doing just that. We are demonstrating our love to Christ and our love of our country and our love of people all in one location in one spot doing what we're doing. You know, Christianity should be in demonstration. Christ's love for us on the cross was by a demonstration of his love in dying on the cross for our sins. So when we come out as Christians in action, not Christians in lip service. And as far as the response for people, you know, as you mentioned, we've been doing this for 13 years. We're here from 9 in the morning till 9 at night for 12 days straight. It's kind of like our altar. And we're being lights in a dark place. And even already today, I had a woman standing at a table listening to one of our CDs, and tears were streaming down her face.
Amen.
And she said, you know, the Holy Spirit told you that I needed to hear this song right now. I mean, she's literally got tears going down her face. She's got two boys with her, you know, and she's totally getting ministered to. There's one example and testimony. Then I have a pastor, a Baptist pastor comes up in a wheelchair, and I'm talking to him for a while, and she was a good man to talk with. And I was saying, you know, it says the pulpits in America have remained silent on the issues that we're fighting against in our country today, such as abortion, homosexuality, what we're seeing going on with, you know, Muslims trying to overtake in many different ways. Because those pulpits have remained silent is why we're seeing a lot of problems in our nation. And so when you have the opportunity to speak that into his heart and saying, listen, you need to speak up and speak out. Because as John Adams said, I believe it was he who said, the church is the moral compass of society. So we are seeing a demonstration of the church out here, and it's a family affair. We like to say here at the Sons of Liberty, you don't get one of us without getting the rest of us. Not only are we involved, but our children are involved in practicing what they preach and learning how to speak to people and communicate the gospel. And the Lord likens salvation and the gospel to a child. And when these children are here at the booth boldly proclaiming the gospel, what a message that is for those people who are maybe a little timid. They don't want to open their mouth. You know, the Lord said, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. And that's where something has to do. But I also want to say for people who think that you're going to step into ministry and you're not going to have opposition or you're not going to have things go wrong or you're not going to be checked, that's not the case. Whenever you step into a true call of God and you go forward what he has called you to do, there's always going to be opposition. There's always going to be an attack of some sort. You can't be a wildering pilot, so to speak. If anything, that should make us more determined to preach the gospel, to be ready in season and out of season, and to be a light in a dark place. So if you are in the state of Minnesota and you are down here, please do, like you said, check us out. And for those people who maybe are listening, and you're not in the state of Minnesota, but you can support this work by being a son or daughter of Liberty to help us as we reach out literally over a million people. And billions over the years we've been here, 13 years, have been touched by God through this ministry, through our obedience to not only talk the talk, but walk the walk. And as you're hearing from Bradley every day on the radio, it's a demonstration, and we do that here at the Sons of Liberty, and we're happy to do it for the kingdom's sake and keep walking forward. So it's been a great day.
But Jake, can I ask you something, though, Stephanie? About an hour and a half ago, you didn't sound happy that you were doing it, though.
No, I was not. I'll tell you a little story. I want to talk to you, like I said, about the attack. You know, I come down here, and literally this is a day in the life of, you know, a day in the life of the teens or the Sons of Liberty. I come down here, literally, my PayPal reader malfunctions. I have never seen my phone. My phone was right side up. Everything, pictures I was taking, everything was upside down. It was turned away. Nothing was working. I got calls from, you know, four different, you know, people about this, that, and the other. So, literally, I've been facing huge attacks today, and it's not been fun, and it's not been easy, but I want to say
people need to understand that's what happens when you walk through the door of obedience.
Exactly.
Is the opposition. Exactly. The warfare is at the gate. It always has been, and it always will. Matter of fact, we so know that in this ministry, if it doesn't happen, we ask the question, Lord, are you in this at all?
You know, it's so true, and that's what I want to say, because some people, you know, think when they come to Christianity, it's all going to be love, joy, and peace, and, you know, nothing. Listen, that's when the battle begins. You know, if you look at Pilgrim's Progress Christian, he fought his whole way from his salvation to his death to walk the road of Christianity, and we're going to have attacks, but I want to say that we as Christians cannot be, as I mentioned, withering violets. When I was experiencing all these troubles this morning, when I got done going through everything, I was like, you know what, I am more determined now than ever to keep pushing forward, and
that's
got to be your attitude of Christianity. You can't say, Oh, I'm just going to wither. Some people, they run into a little opposition, they wither. Some people, they get called out, or people call them names, so they're standing for Christ, and they shut their mouths, and they fall all over themselves to apologize. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And when you run into opposition, that should be all the more, through the Holy Spirit, say, Lord, no, we're going forward, we're pushing forward. I'm all the more determined now. You're not going to set me back here. I'm going forward in and through Christ's strength. We know that we can do nothing apart from Christ, nothing outside of him, but we got to be soldiers. You know, the Bible says endure hardness as good
yeah,
soldiers.
Steadfastness.
We're literally
yeah.
soldiers. Exactly. So you have to be.
Yeah, the Bible talks about steadfastness. That means fixed in direction. Did someone put a quarter in you, Stephanie? I'm just curious.
I feel a little lit right now because I feel like...
Good.
You know,
yeah, you probably do. That's what happens when you get around. That's what happens when you get around other people that are on fire for the Lord. You know, we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, and so it is. You said two different scripture verses. One came to mind was Romans 1:18, we're not ashamed of the gospel. And then the other one was Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Didn't throw off the cross, didn't make the cross obsolete. No, that endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Understanding the things of the Spirit of God is getting on top of the mountain. When you're conquered by Christ, then you can conquer. Because it's the author and the finisher of your faith that Jesus Christ gave unto us that overcomes this world. Can you kind of share with us real quick? We got less than a minute and a half. Give us some opposition. Testimonials. How do people treat you when you're out there? It's not all loves, kisses, and hugs, right? It's what?
You know, it is not all love, kisses, and hugs. You know, what I say is, not everyone's going to step foot inside of a church walls or a conservative Tea Party meeting or whatever, but people come to the fair. You get all different types. You get Muslims, homosexuals, atheists, God-haters. Some people that try to combat you. I had one year, a drunk that kind of went off, you know. But you just got to stand your ground. I had literally a group of three guys, probably in their 30s, a little provocateurs, who thought everything was funny, you know. They didn't care about Judgment Day. They were laughing it up. But you know what? When you hear the truth, regardless of how you act around your friends, it penetrates to your heart. So
oh, yeah.
You can't be afraid when you get a little opposition, because once that light comes, you can't shake your conscience. The conscience is a beautiful thing God has given all of us. That means with knowledge. Once you have the knowledge, then you're kind of doing its work. And our, you know, the blood is off our hands, so to speak. But today's been a pretty good day as far as opposition goes. But in the past, we've had people, you know, they'll combat you. They'll kind of, a lot of weird people sometimes, and people who feel, you know, they don't want to accept what you're giving them. But that I don't have a problem with that, because my job is to make sure that people hear the truth. What they do with that truth is up to them, because they can never stand before God one day and say, no one ever told me. That's our job as Christians, is to give people the light, give them the truth, and what they do with them is up to them.
Stephanie Joy at the Minnesota State Fair at the Grandstand, 13th year, friends, on the east end of the building if you're in Minnesota. If not, listen, we're going to be there for the next 12 days, 144 hours. In the process, Stephanie's doing her job and I'm doing mine. And with that said, friends, we're running a national ministry to the glory of the Most High God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Stephanie, for the time, and we'll get you on the radio again in the up and coming days just to kind of get updates as to what's going on. I know there's a lot of people going through there right now, and we see that as nothing short of opportunity, and we are taking it. We are taking those opportunity, and because of it, we're seeing the souls of men be saved. Thank you again, Steph. Honey, Peach.
Thank you, honey. Okay, right. Bye, honey.
1 John 3:18, love you by what we do, friends. Thanks to Robert Carrero as well, Intentional Deception today, and his commentary. Love you by what we do. See ya.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.